you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding, who wears the infidel tag proudly and is a proud traditional American, one of those considered a traitor by the Obama Nation. You are listening to Hour 1 of the show, where we will try to let you know what is going on in this nation and the things we need to continue to do to save this great republic from being totally destroyed by the Obama and his minions. Now heard through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio, here is your host, Robert Garding.
Good afternoon. Every once in a while, we hear from people who don't really know how this government works. Harry Reid is one of them. Mark Levin told us last week the person who is stopping the passage of an annual budget is Harry Reid. Harry Reid's working with the White House. The House, and as I understand it, keeps passing budgets, sending them to the Senate, and they die. So that kind of goes along the way with what is going on this week. And I hope my mic is working. So this week, the Democrats showed us all just what they want and how much what we want means nothing to them. Last week, Harry Reid called Obamacare a stupid tax. But, you know, if he'd have been a Republican and said something like that about a Republican bill and then backed off of it like Harry Reid did, he wouldn't have gotten away with it. But he's Democrat, so he got away with that. But that isn't the last of what this idiot has said, even though this was the smartest thing that I have ever heard come out of his mouth anyway. The latest came on Wednesday when he was being questioned by some reporter, and it was Dana Loesch. And she asked him what he would do if the Republicans added a clause for helping children with cancer to the next offer to get the government going again, leaving Obamacare out of it, of course. She asked, would he vote for it then? He said, now, why would we do that? The audio that I have next is from Dana's show on Wednesday the 2nd. And if this doesn't let you Obama followers know just how much trouble your team has put this country in, then you are hopeless. Give a listen to this stupidity. And I'm sorry, folks, there just is no other word for what follows.
If you all talked about children with cancer unable to go to clinical trials, the House is presumably going to pass a bill that funds at least the NIH. Given what you said, will you at least pass that? And if not, aren't you playing the same political games that Republicans are?
Listen, Senator Durbin explained that very well. And he did it here, he did it on the floor earlier, as did Senator Schumer. And it's this. What right do they have to pick and choose what part of government's going to be funded? It's obvious what's going on here. You talk about reckless and irresponsible. Wow. What this is all about is Obamacare. They are obsessed. I don't know what other word I can use. They are obsessed with this Obamacare thing. It's working. It's working now, and it'll continue to work, and people will love it even more than they do now by far. So they have no right to pick and choose.
But if you can help one child who has cancer, why wouldn't you do it?
Why would we want to do that? I have 1,100 people at Nellis Air Force Base that are sitting home.
What? Screw those kids with cancer.
Okay. And yes, you heard that right. Dana asked Harry, the idiot Reid, about something else, and she said, if you all talk about children with cancer unable to go to clinical trials, she went on to ask him if the House passed a bill that had something in it to help these children, would he pass the bill? And he says, now, why would I do that? That right there, folks, should tell you exactly what the Democrats have in mind for it. And it sure as heck is not good by any means. And when she asked him that first question about the House presumably going to ask pass a bill that funds at least the NIH, given what you said, would you at least pass that? And if not, aren't you playing the same political games that the Republicans are? And he didn't even answer that question. And sadly, no one jumped on him for it. Of course, I guess that's why none of us would have been there, because I think any of us who listened to the show would have said something. But, you know, him saying that the Republicans in the House do not have the right to pick and choose what part of governance should be funded, and then saying that it's all reckless and irresponsible. The one who's reckless and irresponsible here is Harry Reid. He has had, and this goes back to last week when I had that quote from Mark Levin, when he said the person who is stopping the passage of an annual budget is Harry Reid. Harry Reid's working with the House. The House, as I understand it, keeps passing budgets, sending them to the Senate, and they die. So I don't know what he's talking about. We need to have a budget every year. Okay, tell your friend Harry to get a budget. And since he has been leader of the Senate, not one budget is passed. They have now gone from passing budgets to passing continuing resolutions to push the stoppage of government back a ways and kick the can down the road and do all this happy little shit with our money, where they think that all they have to do is just keep the government going and keep it growing, of course, but just keep it going and everything will be hunky-dory. Well, if I'm still thinking right here, the government is still shut down. And like I am going to bring up later on in the show, 85% of the government is still running. So all this junk about how the Republicans are being reckless and irresponsible and everything else, I don't think so. I think the ones that are reckless or irresponsible are Harry Reid, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and all these others that have decided that the people don't know what the hell we're talking about. People don't know what we are saying. We have no clue what it takes to run this government. But I will interject on one thing. I'll bet you any one of us from the grassroots, if we got elected to his post, we could do a heck of a lot better job than he is doing right now. We I can't say too much more on that. When you're listening to the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm sure hoping that my mic is working here, on this, the 5th day of October 2013, the network that Obama and the left wish they could stop but can't. I am your humble infidel host, Robert Garding, and we are glad that you are all here and now on with the show, hopefully. We'll be right back. Americans have to stop to realize the things that our government is doing here. First off, Obamacare is not medical insurance, like Obama and the left keep telling us it is. It is nothing more than an entitlement program. And don't we have enough of those costly things going on around here in the first place? It is also illegal. First off, where are the purse strings in the government? You tell me, folks. Is it the House? Are they in the Senate? The White House? Where? Now, without waiting for an answer, folks, since I very seldom get phone calls here, the answer to that is in the House of Representatives. Obamacare was never passed in the House. As a matter of fact, the House has tried to pass, I think, somewhere around 200 bills that would get rid of Obamacare altogether. It is Harry Reid who has been playing politics and picking and choosing and making people think that it is he who is in charge of the money when he really isn't. Excuse me. And all I can say is, thank God he isn't. But what we have to get him to realize is this. He isn't in charge of the money, period. If the House wants to pass a bill without Obamacare funded, it is their right to do so. That plus the fact the House is listening to the people. They are doing what the people want. Harry Reid isn't. He is more delusional than anything else if he thinks that the people love Obamacare. As a matter of fact, Mr. Reid, about 60% of the American people do not want Obamacare. And it has rejected every single proposal from the U.S. House. And but we started out with a position that we don't want any Obamacare, and the president wants all of it, 100%. I think a compromise would be both sides come off of their position some, which the Republicans have. That's they have done it. They have sent proposals to the Senate. They have compromised and given up a few things. They have added a few things in that the Democrats wanted, and still Harry Reid says, no, we ain't going to do this. Referencing the Democrat proposal to implement a $988 billion spending cap in order to reach a long-term budget agreement, Burnett asked why it wasn't enough. And Burnett, I don't know why his name just totally escaped me right now, but he is one of the people in the government who are in this whole thing that knows what is going on. And he said, Harry Reid is saying, look, I thought you cared about long-term fiscal responsibility. And I mean, he had a point there. She said, adding that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi also said they were agreeing to it, even though they didn't want to. Now, what I've also got here is an audio of Rand Paul, who calls out CNN. And now that I see, I've seen that, it brought it back into my mind. This Burnett is a reporter for CNN, but in the audio, Paul Rand calls him out.
Senator Rand Paul now. Senator Paul, always great to have you with us. All right, you've heard Speaker Boehner, you've heard Nancy Pelosi, you've heard Harry Reid. Harry Reid just said very clearly, listen, they're not negotiating here. John Boehner say no one's negotiating, so they appear to agree on one thing, that no one's negotiating. But Harry Reid then said the Democrats are locked in tight on Obamacare. They're not going to put it on the table. So what do you say?
You know, I think one of the interesting things is I hear from the American people all the time, why don't you guys compromise? But I would think you would have to negotiate, which to me means discussing your differences and trying to get in the middle between the two. So we've been offering some compromises, and I think that's what the American people want. We started out with a position that we don't want any Obamacare. That is what we truly believe. We think it's bad for the country. The president wants all of it, 100%. I would think a compromise would be both sides come off of their position some, and I can't understand why a compromise or negotiation would be bad.
What about what Harry Reid said when he said, look, that you all are asking for a short-term continuing resolution, which, of course, is what the Republicans have asked for, and he's saying, look, I thought you cared about long-term fiscal responsibility. I mean, he had a point there, and then Nancy Pelosi said, look, they have agreed to something they do not want to agree to, which is a spending cap of $988 billion, something that you've been dying to get them to do. They're giving you that. Why isn't that enough? I mean, it does seem like Obamacare is a bit of an obsession.
Well, here's the problem, Aaron. This is why government's so messed up. People are like, why is government going to shut down? It's going to shut down, or it did shut down, precisely for one reason. We're not doing appropriations bills. We have 12 appropriations bills. Had Harry Reid done his job, brought them to the floor, and passed them, there wouldn't be any government to shut down. That's historically the way it worked. When we had differences between the House and the Senate, we went to conference committee. See, they're defying what the normal history of compromise is up here. Their intransigence really is keeping the government shut down. Only 15% of government spending is shut down, and we're trying to actually encourage the passage of more of the spending, and they're vetoing any more spending bills to try to open up government. We're trying to open up government, as they're saying we won't negotiate. I really think that's an untenable position.
One thing I have to ask you, Senator, so you just raised an amazing point, right? It's only 15% of the government is shut down, and yet this is a national fixation now, this whole conversation, right? In a sense, it seems to me you have a lot of leverage. You've created a situation where the problem is only 15%, but people perceive it to be closer to 100. And now you can get them to give you spending cuts and spending caps and all these things that you've wanted. Why wouldn't you take those? Why put your entire heart, soul, reputation, and next seat in office on Obamacare?
You have to realize that the numbers that Nancy Pelosi was talking about are all above the sequester. There are no numbers equal to the sequester. They're above the sequester. So we're not getting any great spending reduction out of this. I probably can't vote for a continuing resolution that's above the sequester because it's one of the better things we've done in the last couple of years to control spending. But this is a big debate, and it's a debate not about us obsessed with one thing. It's a big debate over Congress has the power of the purse. Congress is supposed to have oversight, and when a program's not going to work or it spends too much money here or there, that's what Congress is for. You have a separation of powers. And when we have divided government, it means we have to get together and negotiate. The fact that they won't negotiate, I think, really is untenable, and I think they're going to have to eventually talk to us.
You know, that he said the government shutdown is because we aren't doing appropriations bills. And if Senator Reid had done his job, he would have brought a number of appropriations bills to the floor and passed them to fund more of the government during the partial shutdown. And we have places like Wisconsin where the governor has actually kept some of the national parks open with state money because he felt it was wrong for the government to do that. And you know, it's too bad that more of our local governments didn't do that. But all I can say is all is not lost, no matter what the doofus Harry Reid tells us. We will be right back. Let's see here. If you love conservative internet radio as much as we do, then you already know about the Grit and Grace radio show. Jennifer Meadows and Josh Bernstein have been carrying the conservative message on the net for years, and now they're here on conservativenationmedia.com. Join Grit and Grace every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, for a solid American patriotism, unapologetic commentary, the latest news, and conservative analysis with a good dose of plain old-fashioned fun. That's Grit and Grace every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Come on.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Robin Zanner.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
On Sean Hannity's radio show on Thursday, conservative commentator Pat Buchanan picked up where he left off earlier in the show, criticizing President Barack Obama's tactics in dealing with the federal government shutdown. According to the former Nixon and Reagan administration staffer, the president's acts show he is motivated by winning a political fight, even if it means resorting to very unpopular means to get at his opposition. And it really bugs me that he will do this, you know, when he is supposed to be the president, is supposed to be doing things that will make this nation better, but everything he is doing is making it worse. He is doing everything he can to throw this nation into turmoil. And I do not understand for a minute why he was elected to a second term. But Buchanan said, I think even many of the president's supporters, at least some of them, will candidly admit he's among the most partisan presidents we have ever had. To go out there yesterday and suggest, you know, maybe we're going to default and rattle the markets where they plunge today, to have his aides call over there at the park surface and tell them not to let the veterans visit the World War II memorial when they're on honor flight, their last chance in this life to meet and honor guys with whom they served and to visit the memorial which belongs to them. What kind of mind would do that? Buchanan continued. He added that this president's comments diminish his office to a point he comes off as a losing partisan. You hear these very felicitous comments. Well, you know, we've got a strong economy, Buchanan said. Make sure you know you don't rattle the market or panic the market. He looked like he is trying to deliberately do that. But now we see he's out there threatening the Social Security checks of old people, and that's something that part of the government is actually running. The male is actually running. You know, it's, I mean, this sounds like some rabid partisan in a wholly partisan congressional district in the last 48 hours before losing a campaign. Buchanan, the author of Suicide of a Superpower, Will America Survive to 2025, said it looked to him that congressional Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, were playing into Republicans' hands. He suggested course of action, or his suggested course of action was to counter hardships, stories in the media by passing legislation that would fund those parts of the government but put the onus on Reid, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and their fellow Democratic colleagues. It amazes me that people are coming out of the woodwork now talking crap about Obama, and now from Pat Buchanan. I expected this one because he tells it like it is. But he has been, but he and several others have been strangely quiet lately, or just haven't gotten any of their stuff lately. But we are now hearing from people in Hollywood now about how they are less than happy about his performance. I am even hearing from conservatives who are there more often now. It seems to me when this sort of thing starts happening, Obama must be doing bad. Of course, we all knew that. Now, it doesn't get, now don't get me wrong here, as I knew he was doing horribly, but when Hollywood starts talking about it, he must really be doing horribly, and yet the man himself doesn't seem to be getting it. He keeps running around preaching his ideals to all of us like we love him and no one opposes him. At least I feel this way. And when he starts showing signs of cracking down and breaking apart in his demeanor, then we are winning. As long as he is solid in his desire to destroy America and make it look like he is admired by the majority of the people, then we have work to do. Hence this show. As I know for a fact that people are genuinely lazy. If they can get for nothing something, then they will go for it without even checking on the validity of it. And that is where Obama and the left get most of their power, because they promise something for free, then, which actually is the farthest thing from the truth. Free is never part of the equation when the government is involved, because without us and our tax money, the government has none. They may be able to print it, but it is us that makes it. Without us working for a living and the government taxing what that earned income, they would have no worth. It is time that we, the people, made them relearn that basic fact of our government. The money is not there without us. And that is why socialism will never work. And it's something that I've been pushing ever since I first started this show and ever since I first saw Obama come on the scene. I knew he was a socialist. I knew he was a socialist from the word go. Yet, it seems no one else did. And socialism, like I said, will never work because eventually you run out of other people's money. And several famous people said that one. And that is the crossroads that we find ourselves at now. America is out of money. And what the left is being made worthless because the is being made worthless because the government keeps making money, which downgrades the value of the money that is there. And remember, Obama said with his cap and trade dealings, the price of oil will necessarily skyrocket. Remember that one? And when Obama went into office, the price of gas was already at high at $1.75. But right now, who around here wouldn't almost kill to have those prices again? With it hovering around $4 a gallon now in a lot of the country, we are now wishing for a price as low as $2.99 a gallon. Sounds like progress to you? I know it doesn't to me, folks. This government that we have in place right now is pushing this country over the edge, and too many people are willing to follow it. We will be right back.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. you don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Mate Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
One of the things in this country that pisses me off more than anything is for the left or the right to try to indoctrinate our children. It is not the government's job to do many of the things that they do now. Healthcare is not something the government should be involved in, yet we find ourselves in the mess called Obamacare, the entitlement program that we wouldn't have had if we'd never elected Obama. But the worst by far is the indoctrination of our children. And we hear of this all the time. One of the reasons I am always questioning my kids to find out just what they are being taught at the school they go to. I remember when Obama was just elected and we had those ads with children singing about Obama. My youngest came home with a permission slip to go to a thing in school where they were teaching about what Obama means to us from the liberal side of things. And both my wife and I sent a note back to the school saying no, she could not attend. The school made her attend anyway, and then apologized afterwards, and we hit the roof over it, but there was nothing. But that is nothing compared to this one.
I pledge to be of service to Barack Obama.
I pledge
to change how I live,
to be a better person.
To never stop learning and growing each and every day, every day.
I pledge to commit to my own change before I ask others to change.
To be the change.
To be the change. To integrate into my heart what I already know in my head, which is that we're all in this together.
Imagine what could happen next.
What's your pledge?
What's your pledge?
I know you got a pledge. What's your pledge?
You got a pledge?
What's your pledge?
I pledge.
to be a servant to our president.
And all mankind.
Because together we can.
Together we are.
And together we
will be the change that we seek.
You know, when I heard this, when I had to talk about it, what are our children going to school for? To praise Obama or to learn how to survive in a life that they will have when they grow up? According to a lot of our schools, it is to teach them liberal points of view so they can become metrosexual adults that will give the left no trouble, so they can take over this country with no trouble from anyone, and they can get the next generation to take over this country and remake it the way they want it, socialistic and not republic like it was formed. So they can get rid of the Constitution once and for all. They want to get rid of competition so no child or adult will ever have to suffer the sadness of defeat. They want to take all our lows away so they can only give us highs. And the trouble is, without the lows, the highs will cease to mean anything good. And like the video that I put on my blog on Thursday morning that said, you take competition away and no one will try to work hard because it doesn't do anyone any good. And soon everyone fails. That is what we want. And if that is what we want, folks, then we need to keep going the way we are. But I don't believe it is. Because if it isn't what we want, we are sure voting the wrong people into office. And the people that we have been voting into office have nothing but that in mind for our futures. And this whole thing, that first person in that audio that I played was the lead singer for the group Red Hot Chili Peppers. And he was wearing a tank top shirt. And when he said that he pledges to support Barack Obama, that little you heard between, it was him kissing his biceps, his first one, then the other. Why do we allow, I don't understand why this kind of thing seems to go viral when it is pure stupidity in the first place. You know, there were a lot of good points in this video, which I didn't, and I didn't do the whole audio of it. I mean, there were a lot of good points in there, and then they ruined it by putting in that we are to support Barack Obama. And it doesn't matter what he's doing to this country, it seems. They don't care. Thank God there are a couple in Hollywood that do care. But what I've been thinking about doing lately is starting a video of my own, going out to the average person and asking them what they think of the direction this country is being led in, and get it from the grassroots point of view instead of from some Hollywood rich person who everybody knows, whose opinion really doesn't matter a hill of beans because we know what they think. But I just, this whole thing of using Hollywood or using children to push a liberal agenda just is one of those things that is like somebody walks up to you and just slugs you in the gut and then smiles at you as they walk away and you're laying on the ground. That's nothing more than what they are doing here. And I really am getting tired of this. It's sad that we have these things going on. It's sad that it's happening. It's sad that we keep electing people in office that continue to do this to us. And as long as we keep doing this, I can't see any way out of it. Because the only way out of it is to elect people into the offices in Washington, D.C. who will follow the Constitution, who will follow the laws of the land instead of making up new ones that will do exactly what's going on now, And as soon as we start doing that, then we're going to find out this country is going to turn around and start working better. Because all of a sudden, we're going to be doing what the founding fathers formed this country to do. And we'll all be happier for it, I'm sure. Of course, there'll be those out there who will do just what they always do. No matter how good it is, it can be better, and the other side can do it. That's what puts Barack Obama in office. If you want the truth of the matter. At least, that's my opinion. And I think I'm going to stick with that one because, you know, we've got to start realizing just who is working for this country and who isn't. We have learned lately that John McCain is no Republican, whether he's got an R in front of his name or not. He's more Democrat than anything else and more liberal than conservative. And sure, every once in a while, he'll come off and say something that really makes sense. And then he turns right around and falls off the wagon and starts smoking the giggle waves again. And it's sad that people like him and people like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama keep getting reelected into an office that if we just stop and look at what's going on, we would know exactly who to blame, why the blame is there, and if we got rid of them, the blame would go away because the problem would too. Don't you think? There can be nothing more outrageous to an American than the idea of an innocent person being wrongfully convicted for a crime they didn't commit. But as they say, sunshine is the best disinfectant. We're proud to welcome A Just Cause with Sam Thurman and Cliff Stewart to Tuesday nights on conservativenationmedia.com. Sam and Cliff take a hard look at what happens when the wheels of justice trample the rights of innocent Americans. These are real cases of real people who are actually innocent, but who were wrongfully convicted. Join us for A Just Cause Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And I wish to thank Duke for getting me those because they didn't show up in my box this morning. And because of that, I didn't have them until just a little while ago. So we're okay now. At least I think so. The media has been swarming around a young man from Tennessee named Chad Henderson, who successfully signed up for Obamacare. Chad boasted on his Facebook page that the president's top advisor pushed this story on the media via Mediaite, I guess. He said a few of President Obama's top advisors had shared his Obamacare enrollment story with their Twitter followers, and I had received much positive feedback along with some hateful feedback. According to Chad's Facebook page, he has been interviewed by multiple media outlets. I've now been interviewed by Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Chattanooga Times, Free Press, Huffington Post, Enroll America, and Politico. Those stories will be published in the coming days. I have a press conference call with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services later tonight. Also, local folks, my interview with Kimberly Barber, WRCB-TV, will be aired tonight at 5:30 on WRCB, Channel 3 Eyewitness News. So be sure to check it out for all your support. Chad seems more than happy to be a tool for President Obama. Now, here's the problem. I have found out this week that if you even go to that website, they've got all the information they need to start charging you. And no, I haven't been there. And as long as I can get away with it, I ain't going. I don't want to. I don't want to be part of that. I have my own insurance. The government doesn't have to give it to me because I'd end up paying for it in the first place. It would cost me more through Obamacare than it's costing me now. And I wouldn't get anywhere near the service I'm getting now. And as long as I stay out of that, then death panels won't come my way. Now, if this man wasn't an Obama supporter, deluxe, the fact would be brought to limelight and everyone would know it. But because he is a supporter, and I'm talking back about this Chad, the news is not only big, but the fact that he is a supporter of Obama and his policies, if we were to find this out, we would have to dig deep to find it. Thankfully, we no longer have to depend on the lamestream media to give us the news of the day. We have the new media to help us with this. And the neat part about this, all this, folks, is it's getting easier and easier almost daily to find out about these things that the mainstream media works hard to keep out of the news. Are we having fun yet? We will be right back after these messages.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
From the latest edition of the Newsmax magazine for October comes this little gem titled Obamacare, War on Marriage. And it was written by Audrey Hudson. She says it seems the controversial entitlement program will make married couples pay more, especially if there are children. Tucked inside President Obama's health care plan is a startling provision that penalizes marriage. And I think we all realize this, but it's something that you'll never hear from the left. Goes on to say, it turns out that the subsidies in Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which are intended to make health care insurance more affordable, are based on household rather than individual income. Because subsidies decrease sharply as household income increases, low-income married couples will feel the pinch most. Given the strong links between stable families and upward mobility, socialists worry that the incentives discouraging marriage will contribute to chronic poverty. It undermines the formation of families, warns John C. Goodman, president of the National Center for Policy Analysis and author of Priceless, Curing the Healthcare Crisis. Just how egregious is Obama's CARES marriage penalty? Consider two 30-year-olds each earning $20,000 a year. According to Kaiser Family Foundation's subsidy calculator, if unmarried, each would receive a tax credit of $2,404 for a combined subsidy of $4,808. As a married couple, their household income doubles to $40,000. Because Obamacare subsidies don't distinguish between married and unmarried households, unlike the U.S. tax code, the couple's combined subsidy would drop to $3,539 instead of the $4,808. That's a penalty of $1,269 as a price they pay for getting married. But Heritage Seniors research fellow Robert Rector says the real marriage penalty could be much more. Kaiser's calculator does not address the impact of the second Obamacare subsidy, which defrays out-of-pocket expenses such as co-pays. That subsidy, which varies based on the expenses one incurs in any given year, diminishes as income increases. Once household income passes 250% of the poverty level, the out-of-pocket subsidy vanishes. Couples earning $40,000 a year has a household income at 258% above the poverty level. Because they got married, they are no longer eligible for any out-of-pocket subsidies. Taking into account of both subsidies, Rector estimates that some married couples could lose over $5,000 a year. Keep in mind, this is on top of other marriage penalties, Goodman adds. So it just piles onto a system that already discourages marriage. Ray Hederman, director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation, says the law reflects the unintended consequences of a progressive tax system. It's just a problem wherever you are creating these big government programs, Hederman says. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, led by Representative Daryl Issa, Republican of California, issued a report on the law saying Obamacare, quote, is bound to influence behavior and will directly cause few individuals to decide to marry and more couples decide to divorce, unquote. So while some experts still say Obamacare is good for your health, others warn it may harm the health of your marriage. Got any questions? I know that I feel the pinch already. I had to sign a paper for Obamacare because of flu shots at work the other day, which now means the government knows where I am and where I work, meaning that I will get my fine when I do not file for this entitlement program. I will get insurance when I can afford it, but Obamacare, not a chance, folks. I am one patriot who believes that the government has no place in my home, no place telling me what to do for my health care, and if I do not want insurance, I won't get insurance. The government, Obama, Reid, or any of the rest of the buffoons in Washington have no right to tell me I have to get it. It's my life. That's how it should be. But because we elected Barack Obama to the office of president after he told us what he planned to do, we really have no one to blame but ourselves for this mess we find ourselves in. But now is the time to stand up and let the government know that we do not want what Obama and the left are making us do. Obamacare is a train wreck. So says many people, including one of the authors of this monstrosity. Obama wants the Republicans to compromise with him and give him what he wants, but when they won't, he blames them for the government shutdown. When it isn't the Republicans who are refusing to compromise at all. If my memory serves me right, the Republicans in the House have sent out a handful of bills to compromise. But Obama and Reid and the rest of the hierarchy of the left want what they want, 100%. There's no compromise in 100%, folks. You can't compromise if you don't give any. What about it, Harry Reid and Obama? Both of you know that Obamacare is nothing more but an entitlement program that gives more power to you and takes more power from the people. Have you forgotten who your bosses are? I know that the patriots around this country who are working hard to return America to the way it was founded to be haven't forgotten. The bosses, we know, are we the people. And it is time that you morons in Washington remembered that, or relearned it, for that matter. But sadly, you won't. You have been living high off the proverbial hog for so long now that you can't think of any other way than the way you do it now. You feel, as Pelosi does, that she deserves the living that we the people are providing her. No, she doesn't. She was elected, just like Obama and Reid and McCain and the others who have been there too long, and long enough to forget that the people are the bosses. You in Washington, D.C., you are the employees. And any employee who does what Obama is doing now would be fired. Too bad that can't happen until the next presidential election, huh? I know that I am just one lone voice out here in the wilderness, folks, but in this voice is the ability to use common sense. And with this one lone voice comes the throngs of millions of Americans who feel the same way. The majority of us think you in Washington are totally removed from reality and will never get anything right as long as you stay that way. We use common sense in our dealings. Do the people of Washington, D.C. have that ability? I think not. At least on the liberal side of the coin, they don't. This government shutdown is purely political, folks. Obama could have stopped it, but he decided early on that he knows better than anyone else. He shut down the parks, the military sites for remembering our fallen soldiers, and it didn't have to be that way. As a matter of fact, in Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker refused the order to shut down the parks and kept them open. I say hoorah for him. He moved finances around in Wisconsin and kept them open on the state tab. If we would all do that, the government in Washington, D.C. would cease to be so powerful really fast, folks. And it would send a message to Obama and the left that they are not in charge like they think they are. And that is the monologue I actually kind of wanted to start the day off with. But when I started putting down my notes and sticking them in places that I wanted them, the end of the first hour is where I found it. Because I think that probably is a good way to end the first hour of this show. We will be right back with the second hour of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Conservative Nation Media, where the call-in number, if you want to be on the show, is 718-305-7176. And after these messages, we will be right back.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to tn4action.com, that's TN, the number 4, action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to stand for America now.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours.
Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that.
And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Girding. We are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, especially since we broadcast from one of only two states that run their budgets in the black, conservative style. Take that, Obama. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, where we continue working for you to give you the truth that is not told by the lamestream media and the Obama bots. We are being broadcast to you through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here again is your host, Robert Girding. E.W. Jackson, a Virginia pastor and current candidate for lieutenant governor, has long been a lightning rod for personal attacks. His principled views on a number of issues quickly provokes leftists to wrath, something that, by the way, isn't that hard to do. Given his calling as a minister, however, it seems the least controversial action he could take is to call for a prayer. Unfortunately, that is exactly what earned him the vitriolic scorn of his state's Democrat Party officials. After invoking God's wisdom in resolving the current congressional stalemate and federal government shutdown Thursday, high-ranking Democrats rushed to drag his name through the mud. "It could not get any worse," he explained to a crowd gathered at Patrick Henry College, "and we need some sort of divine intervention to bring folks together." Ashley Bauman, a spokesman for the Virginia Democrat Party, issued an email alert to the press to inform them of the ostensibly controversial remarks. And folks, I don't care what you think about this, there is nothing, and I repeat, nothing controversial about calling on God to fix things we have messed up terribly, especially if it comes from a minister, for crying out loud. According to another party source, though, the issue Democrats have with Jackson is his suggestion that ending this shutdown requires anything but John Boehner, Ted Cruz, and the Republicans putting the country ahead of their extreme agenda. Yet another party official, dutifully linked to an Associated article, added a snide comment for good measure. With polling that shows 8 in 10 Virginians pray each day, the policy of attacking a man for doing so could very easily backfire. Despite that risk, though, it seems that radical leftists have little control over the ingrained compulsion to relentlessly pillory both Christians and their God. Because in my opinion, folks, the liberals' God is money and power. And there's where we differ. You are listening to the second hour of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard only here on Conservative Nation Media. We've never been more serious about conservatism and America. This country needs our help and God's help. And like I've said before, invoking the name of God is never wrong. You can access us at conservativenationmedia.com, and you can email me at robert@conservativenationmedia.com. Welcome to the show on this fine day of October the 5th, 2013. The number to call into the show is 718-305-7176. And now, on with the second power. Odd way to read a poll when 52% blame everybody or just the Democrats, but the Democrats have been mass challenged for a long time. Viewed through the lens of the 2014 election, this poll is wonderful news for the GOP as the narrative of President Obama is emerging. No negotiations, no compromise, no nothing. President Obama will negotiate with Syrian butcher Assad and erase the fabled red line when told to by Russian President Putin. And he will negotiate with the happy face of the killer regime in Iran, President Rouhani, but not with the Republicans over issues all presidents have always negotiated over. The lefty media is busy trying to spook the nervous among the GOP with stories as hyper-partisan as this one from Friday's New York Times, a, quote, roundup of the usual suspects, unquote, story, if there ever was one. It is hard to keep the rhetoric of hostage-taking going when this government, when those government services and the public most cares about are being shut down by the inaction of the Senate and the president for nakedly political reasons. I spent considerable time exploring this subject, reading Politico's Dylan Byers Thursday, and it becomes obvious even after a small bit of serious conversation that the hostage nonsense just doesn't work for the Democrats or the MSN longer than 30 seconds. But it does take longer than 30 seconds. It takes an argument. And thus far, not many senior congressional GOPers are willing to go out and make the argument. Those are the ones that we need to be removed from office, too. We need representatives with backbone, not wishy-washy ones like we have in the GOP establishment. The House and the Senate Republicans have been blessed by having as their opponents Harry Reid and the president, as both have been mumble-mouthed in recent days on what they are trying to do, and not even their phalanx of adoring MSMers can quite stop themselves from pointing out that the kids are not getting cancer treatments, and veterans denied their services, and visitors to the national parks are all being used quite callously by Harry Reid and President Obama, nakedly manipulated so that the vast hulking machinery of the federal government can spring back to life with Obamacare fully embedded within it. That is a rant. But in order to win the larger debate, and especially the debate that occurs as the CR and the debt limit debates combine, which has already really happened, the GOP will have to forcefully and repeatedly make good and detailed arguments. There are really only a dozen, give or take one or two, GOPers who matter in making this argument. Ask yourself, have you seen or heard them in extended conversation on this debate anywhere? We have watched as Leader McConnell, as well as Senators Cruz and Rubio, have been on shows the last week or so. Perhaps others have appeared on other outlets, though I have not seen them. And right now, all of these opinion leaders have to be everywhere that will give them at least 5 minutes, all making the same key points. One, Article 1 of the Constitution makes the Congress a separate but equal branch with the president. The president is not king and cannot dictate terms. The House, especially, is the people's house, elected most often to most closely represent the views of the people. Two, we understand the president has had a horrible year, that he has lost his big battles with Congress and lost a bit of face and self-confidence and surrender in the surrender to Syria and Russia. And we understand he is desperate for a win. Three, acting like a schoolyard bully who got beat up and then looks for someone to pick on will not work with a separate but equal branch of government. Four, we have long known the president lacks basic skills when it comes to negotiating. but we aren't going to negotiate away our Article 1 duties and the authority because the president is throwing a childish fit because Vladimir Putin embarrassed him. Five, we know most of the MSN is with the president and protecting his childishness from full scrutiny. We know they are doing the same for Harry Reid. So Senator Reid's unfortunate meltdown with Dana Lash showed not only that not even the MSN can fully protect Senator Reid all the time, and that's what I started the show out with. It is, to me, that was something that was really telling, because he spoke out right then and there and told us exactly what they want. They don't care about the sick children. They don't care about the men who fought in World War II who want to go back to their to a place where they're the memorial so they can visit with their fallen comrades one last time before they die. They don't care about that. The real situation is this. Republicans want the NIH open to sick children and everyone served by it. We want the VA to open up and take care of veterans. We want the national parks and memorials to open to everyone. There are lots of solutions, but we have to make sure that we let President Obama know that we do not do kings, certainly not a year after a close election in which your opponent got 60 million votes and in which the People's House remained firmly in Republican hands. The country voted for divided government, for negotiations, for shared responsibility, not for you to dictate terms. We have to remember this, that no matter what is going on now, if the president does not change his rhetoric and his approach, the crisis that follows will be 100% on his head, and the American people will know it, and eventually history will catch up, and history will know it too. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. From a Friday night White House pool report sent out by Financial Times, Stephanie Kirchengessner, as President Obama made his way back from lunch, said POTUS made the walk back to the White House after shaking hands on two impromptu rope lines. He got lots of cheers, but Secret Service kept Pooler too far away to hear much conversation. He walked with Jay Carney on the way back to the Pooler, shouted out questions of whether POTUS will still had a chef. There was a lot of noise and movement. The Pooler couldn't hear the response. A report by the Obama Food blog says at least one of Obama's chefs, Sam Cass, who is also a food policy advisor, is on furlough during the government shutdown, going on 4 days. Now it's five or so. Now, that was yesterday. Today marks the fifth day of the government shutdown. And has your life changed much of any at all? I know mine hasn't. The government really is only about 15% shut down. The rest of the government is still going. Only the non-essential people who are not working now are what is shut down. And if we stop to think about it, if this whole country runs this well, and the people, if you just don't listen to the news reports, hell, we wouldn't even know the government was shut down. If the people wouldn't know, then are all these unessential people who are not working now really worth having? I think they should all be gotten rid of. This government needs to be downsized. This government needs to be put back to a small government system. And right now, Obama is making sure that we Republicans get the blame for this. He is furloughing people that shouldn't be, and then saying it is because of the House Republicans that they are not working. Don't believe him, folks. They are not working because he chooses them not to work. He would rather hurt people than to help this country. And I've said that several times already today. We will be right back in a few moments.
The Internet's official Rhino Hunting Safari.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Residents in Barstow, Florida have been asked or ordered, depending on whom you speak with, to remove God Bless America signs from their lawns. The crackdown on private property may seem uncommon or targeted, but a city ordinance that limits the presence of signage on private property has been on the books for the past 13 years. While residents are allowed to have temporary messages up only around certain holidays, there is an expiration date surrounding just how long billboards and posters can remain on display. The God Bless America signs at the center of the first debate were originally handed out by the First Church of Bartow, a local house of worship, to commemorate the July 4th holiday. The Blaze called the church and spoke with the representative who told them that someone made the signs and left them out for parishioners to take and use back in June. Now, 3 months later, the city believes, it's quite a few months later, actually, but this story came out 3 months after that. The city believes that some of the 300 placards that were distributed and posted have overstayed their welcome. And that was reported by WTVP-TV. The city of Bartow code enforcement asked residents to remove the messages within the next 3 days as July 4th celebrations are long past. While WTVT-TV reports that residents will be hit with a $25 per day fine, they will if they fail to remove the sign. Bartow Code Enforcement Director Greg Lamb told The Blaze that financial penalties were never threatened and that his office does not have the right to enforce them. We were just hoping for some cooperation and understanding about the ordinance, he said, of requests made to the 20 to 25 families that still have signs on their lawns. Lamb also made an important point that he says was lost in the local media reports. He said the God Bless America message had absolutely nothing to do with the crackdown, even if it was a sign, even if it was a for sale sign for a vehicle, the same rules would apply, he told The Blaze. Do you realize just now just what the Obama administration is trying to do to us, folks? I think that this kind of thing probably would not have hit the news and probably would not have happened if Obama and the left hadn't been in office the past 3 years. But the sad part about this whole thing is it started long before Obama. It started long before Bush. Started actually long before Reagan. The only problem now is that the Democrats now feel that they have a mandate. They can do this. They can do what they want because they have the power to do it. And they've been getting away with going against the Constitution and the laws of the land for so long now that they feel it is their right. They can do it. Who cares what people think? Who cares what the law says? Who cares what the Constitution says? They're the leaders. They can do what they want. But ask Obama and he will deny it. But it is the truth. He cares nothing for anything that doesn't involve him to the fullest. And I know I jumped back from the story from Florida, but even though this story has probably nothing to do with Obama, if you stop to think about what's going on in our nation, how can it be anything but because of Obama? Obama has brought socialism and Marxism and all these other isms to America. The law of the land doesn't seem to matter to him. The law of the land doesn't matter at all to him. The only thing that matters is that if we need a law there, he make it up himself. The sad part about this whole fiasco is that the elected officials that we have in Pelosi, Reid, McCain, Graham, and many others feel the same way. They care nothing for the fact that the people are their bosses. They care nothing for the fact that they are the employees. They have gotten away with being the bosses for so long now that nothing said to them and to the contrary will mean anything. And this is absolute truth. Obama means to change this country fundamentally. He told us so right from the very get-go. We didn't listen. He means to change this country fundamentally and get rid of the Constitution and the documents that the Founding Fathers gave to us. They limit his power and they prescribe what he can do to us or what we can do to him. And they don't give him enough power. He said so himself. The only thing that we can do to stop him from doing anything like that is to hold him in check and the rest of them too, and then vote someone else into office that will do what the Constitution prescribes them to do. When are we going to learn that we cannot elect people who want socialism to take over America and get anything but? When are we going to learn that when they say something like Obama did before being elected, they mean it? And we will not like it when they succeed. Understand now? We have to stop and think, folks. Do we live in America or in Hitler's Germany. There are many, many things that are real close to what was going on then. Do we live in America or in Ahmadinejad, Iran? The choice is ours, folks. The president wants the Germany or the Iran. But if we don't, then are we up to the task of saving this country from his minions and manipulation? I know I am. I hope everyone else is too. We are in the process of losing America, the free. We are in the process of losing what our founding fathers gave us. And there is nothing that we can do about that right now, except to stop the elected officials from doing what they are doing. And we do have to stop and think about this, folks, because I'll tell you, if we don't, we are in a lot of trouble. This country cannot survive many more administrations like the Obama administration and continue to be free. Many more administrations like Obama, or many more years with Obama where he gets to do what he wants. Shows like this one, Rush Limbaugh, the Conservative Nation Media Network, will probably be targeted to disappear. There will be new rules set up on the internet so things like this can't happen. The American flag will probably be changed to something more appropriate to their way of life. And these right now are things that I'm just conjecturing about. But if you stop to think about what is going on in this nation, how far-fetched is this? It isn't. It's just like those signs in Florida, the God Bless America signs. People have gotten away with being able to put ordinances down so that you cannot put up a sign in your property that you supposedly own, because it goes against an ordinance of the city. Doesn't that go against some of your constitutional rights? I think it does. But nobody questions this kind of thing. Nobody says anything about it. Nobody stops and says, now wait a minute. That's a guaranteed right that I have through the Constitution. You can't take that away from me. And we keep blithely going on our merry way, thinking that nothing's going to ever hurt us. But all you have to do, folks, is to turn on the evening news, and every bit of it on there will tell you that we are being hurt, that our country is losing the freedoms that we were given by our Constitution daily. All you have to do right now is to go on to the website for Obamacare, and they have you. Like I said, I won't go on to it. Of course, I probably don't have to. They've already got my information one way or another. But I'm not going to make it easy for them. There's no reason to. We will be right back after these important messages. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities. And
WCWGoToVoiceAmerica.com.
Okay.
New voicemail received.
But
go to voiceamerica.com.
Okay. I keep getting a message on my computer, and I tried to shut it off, and it kept going. But your pipeline to those Essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just in case, just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution where America always wins.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving, a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are back now, and we have a phone call from Firefox News Online. Let's see if I can get the thing to take here. Welcome to the show, sir. Hello? I guess not. Okay. Well, it seems that the Democrats and a few on the Republican side just do not get it. Conservative values rule here in America. Not the liberal ones or the rhino ones like they always have. The time has come for politicians in Washington to come to grips with the new media and the new way of doing things, which is really going back to the way it should be done. Stop freaking trying to change what we have. It is the best form of government this world has ever known. Stop taking it from us, sir. And that is something that... I was thinking, you know, when it comes to people like John McCain and, of course, Barack Obama and all these people, the people that do not want what the politicians in Washington want. We do not want Obamacare. We do not want all these stupid, inane videos that include celebrities touting how they support Barack Obama, and we should too. It is time that someone out here made a video from the common people of America telling Washington just how out of touch they are with all of us. Something that I have in the works on my videos titled Wise Conservatism's Video Side Chats. Stay tuned for that because I think it is coming. How Obamacare is not mandated to us is because we mistakenly elected Barack Obama to the office of president. He is president, not our king. And as president, he has bosses. And there are hundreds of millions of us telling him to cease and desist the ways of his administration. We didn't elect him to have a mandate to do what he wanted to us and to the Constitution. We elected him to be our president, someone who is bound by the law to do the things that the Constitution and the Federalist Papers and the founding documents say that he can. It doesn't matter that you think they are flawed because they limit you on what you can do to us. That is the main reason they are there, sir. Something, by the way, you have been ignoring completely, I might add. You think that sitting there in your ivory tower in the White House makes you immune to the will and the wishes of we the people? Well, I am here to tell you it doesn't. Either you do what we tell you to do or you will be removed. And it is not something that is said through racism, so get that out of your pea-sized brain. I know that though it takes up a good portion of what you use that brain for, sir, and I am not the only one out here who feels that way. This is America, not Russia. This is America, not Iran or Iraq. You are our president, not our monarch. So start acting like it. We, the people, have spoken, sir, and you need to stop ignoring us. You need to start listening instead of labeling us as terrorists and the enemy. If push comes to shove, sir, you will be the enemy, not us. And the same goes for the Senate, too. Harry Reid is the worst offender there. Then comes others who should know better, like John McCain, and I wish he would retire already. We the people are sick and tired of politics as usual in Washington, and it is going to change, or mark my words, we the people will change it. There are plenty of us in the grassroots of this country who would take your place and run this country far better than you ever have done. We are clamoring for the America we know and love, and we know how that isn't possible with you at the helm. And that is, I just had to put that in there. It's something that Barack Obama and Harry Reid need to learn, something they should have already known, being as that they're supposedly in our government working for us anyway. But it's, we need to start working on getting this country back. I had a I had a video with audio with Judge Jeanine Pirro, and I might do that for next week because I've got Firefox News on the line. He had a problem with his mic.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Yes,
yeah.
I can.
For some stupid reason, Skype decided not to catch up with the computer settings and correct and put my headset mic in place of my desktop mic.
Oh, they do that every once in a while, don't they?
I think my computer's just mad at me because I haven't I neglected my desktop for about a week and used my laptop, so I think it's a little perturbed at me. Whether a machine can get that way or not, I don't know. But I'm a first-time listener to your broadcast, and also, obviously, a first-time caller. You know, you talk about Obamacare and what we're dealing with because of it. The very fact that Obamacare was bum-rushed through, forced upon us, speaks volumes for the kind of inept leadership that we have in the federal government. And it's not just on the Democrat side. It's on, and there are some in the Republican side that have acted irresponsibly as well. Now, I think it's safe to say that given the overwhelming odds that the Republican Party as a whole has been faced with, people like Harry Reid and so forth, who just don't seem to get it, I mean, when you've got a person like Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi telling the Congress, let's pass this thing. We can always read it later. Well, they did that. And look where it's gotten our nation. It has taken us to the brink of bankruptcy.
And I don't think any of them have read it yet.
Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, I spoke to my congressional representative about 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And you know what he says to me? No, sir, I haven't had a chance to really read it yet. And I'm like, I turned to him and I said, well, if you haven't read it yet, why did you listen to that inept moron, Nancy Pelosi? And he said, because we had to do something with it. I said, that's no excuse. Look what you've done to us.
Actually, with the way you were talking, though, it's kind of, I'm surprised that you even got through.
Actually, he didn't have much of a choice. He showed up at his local office in my area, and I happened to be there delivering a package. I was dropping off a package, and he happened to walk right in, and I said, oh, this is perfect. I'm one of your constituents. We need to talk. I had him cornered.
Well, I wish I could get something like that.
I got lucky. Trust me, I got lucky. If it wasn't for the fact that I had to drop off a package, I wouldn't have been there at all. I wouldn't have been in that position. But you see, here's where the problem lies. Even if we get to talk to our elected officials, they don't listen. It goes in one ear and out the other. They take the enormous responsibility and claim they're doing for us, listening to the will of the people.
Yeah.
When have they done that? And I'm not, and I'm talking both sides of the aisle, not just one. When have they listened to the will of the people? Because the people have been speaking loud enough. Of course, the Democrats are saying, oh, the American people want this. The American people have asked for this.
Yeah.
Really? How many?
Probably about
10. Take a couple.
Okay, can I put you on hold for a second? I got a break I've got to go to, and I'll get back with you after the break.
Sure, I'll be here.
Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, there comes a time when good things have to give way to great things. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing like a Texas Longhorn, which is why Michael B. Smith now has his own show. Check out Soldier of Patriotism Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com. But don't be worried. He's the same Michael B. you've come to know and love, and you'll hear even more great interviews and awesome conservative commentary from our very own main man, Michael B. Smith, on Soldier of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And we go back to Firefox News Online here. Okay, hello, sir.
I'm here. But you see, one of the things that I've noticed when it comes to politicians is, and I'm sure you've noticed, and I'm sure many of your listeners have noticed it, is that politicians have one very sad reality that they don't want to admit to. They're like a diaper, always full of it, and usually smelling up the place by the time they're done with all the lies and the nonsense. And that's what they've done basically with Obamacare. Now, I'll tell you something. Caught on microphone, and I have the audio clip. I played it on my own show the other night. Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul were caught on a hot microphone talking about how they are now going to compromise with the Democrats.
Well, they
what?
Know.
What? they drag us through all this insanity, and now they're willing to compromise. What is the point of dragging us through all this insanity if you're just going to side with the Democrats anyway?
Yeah. And you know, the problem with that is that they, you know, they've done this over and over again from as far back as I can remember.
Well, I've been voting for, I'm 50 now, and I started voting when I was 18. We'll put it that way. Bottom line, in all the years I have voted, in all the years I have followed elections and politics, I try to avoid politics sometimes, but there's no real way to do that because everything that these politicians do, regardless of party affiliation, either directly or indirectly affects what we do in this country.
Yep, that's very true.
And the sad reality is when you tell people this, they look at you like you have two heads.
Yeah, and they always will, too, because they think that they're the ones who are in charge. I'm up against a hard break this time. I've got to put you on hold again, so I'll be right back. Okay. We love America.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired. Family trip. Part-time job. Helping around the house. Sick day. Starting the holidays early. Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Now, here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
And we've still got Firefox News Online. He is the host of Firefox News Online Primetime. And you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Haven't gone anywhere yet.
Okay, that's a good thing, I guess. I've got a couple of people in the chat room who say that they like your you certainly have a voice for radio, and you seem knowledgeable. And
I have been told many times over the years that I have a voice for radio. And, well, there's a reason for that. I have a voice for radio, that's true. I won't deny that anymore. But sadly, it's because I don't have the face for television.
I think a lot of us have that problem.
Well, I did public access cable television many, many years ago, and I think I made the mistake of doing that when I should have been doing radio all along.
Yeah, I think radio is easier because you don't have to look at a camera, and you can just kind of sit like what I do. I took a little shed and made it into a studio, and I can come back here and be alone, and nobody bothers me, and it's really nice. But with a television crew and everything else, you'd have all these people around, and it's a totally different environment.
Oh, agreed. And part of the problem with doing television also is it's a much more fast-paced responsibility than with radio, because you have to worry about video editing, you have to worry about splicing tapes. Well, back in the day when I did it, it was 3/4 inch decks, and those 3/4 inch decks were a pain in the butt.
I can remember that, because I was going to school taking video stuff and happened to learn how to do that.
I remember when I did my first broadcast on public access, which lasted about 3 years. I originally titled it Sinzer Reports. I didn't have an inkling about calling it Firefox News Online, because Fox News Channel didn't even exist then. And of course, the Mozilla browser was still Netscape, and well, if you get the idea.
Yeah.
But I think what happens in broadcasting, and I'm learning this gradually over time, because I have friends who have been in the business that I talk to on occasion. One of them used to work for the local radio station in my hometown. And he said, George, what you're getting into, God bless you, you're treading on some pretty hefty waters. I said, well, why do you say that? And he goes, well, you didn't go to school for broadcasting. You're a novice. And you're about to get into something that you probably might regret later in life, when the gray hair starts flying in a lot faster than when you didn't do this.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how?
Go ahead.
What? Why? I started questioning him. He goes, George, simply put, start talking about politics, you're guaranteed to have gray hair before your next birthday.
Yeah.
6 months
and
ago,
it
I
worked
in the mirror, and there it is.
Yep, it works. I've been doing this show before I got with Conservative Nation Media. I was doing this show since 2007. I've been doing it for a while myself, and it's always a challenge. But it seems like now they're giving us so darn much stuff to do that we're having to now parse out what we're talking about, because there's so much that we can't get it all into a 2-hour episode. There's too much of it.
Well, when I started broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio well over five years ago, I got to be honest. I started my show as a hobby. Initially, that's what it was going to be. But it turned into something far bigger than I imagined could have happened. I started the production company the same time I brought the show online. When I finally got things up and running after the first year, I thought, well, it's going to run its course and I'm done. Boy,
didn't work that way, did it?
Was I shocked when I got to my 5th year anniversary and I'm going, 5 years? What? No.
Now, where did the time go?
I've had moments. But you know something? The best times for me are when I go to other shows and listen to what they're saying and share some of my thoughts. But you know what? The best thing in all of it is being able to just, you know, be a part of something greater than yourself.
Yeah, and I feel the same way, too. It's like right now, you know, the country is going in such a wrong direction that it takes, you know, the media itself won't even discuss it. So it's kind of left up to us to do it when the mainstream media won't touch it. And a lot of the others won't report it, and if they do, they won't question when something happens. And I think that our time's coming. I really do. I'm running out of time here. I'm glad you called. What time is your show on?
It's on at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. I'll be on tonight. I'm on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And I'll tell you right now. I was on when the shutdown started. I actually, during my broadcast, scheduled a second broadcast right behind it because I knew I would need the extra time.
Yeah.
And
I think
I knew.
Did that one time.
Well, let me tell you something.
I think I did that one time.
It was not easy, but I was lucky enough to get the time, and I was lucky enough to be able to do that because it was happening so fast that as soon as midnight struck, I knew when they said the government has officially shut down. I'm like, God, I'm glad I got this. God, I'm glad I got the extra time because now I need it.
Yeah. Well, I'm running out of time here. I'm right at the end of my hour here. So I'm glad you called, and hopefully we can get into hear your show, and you can come back and help us with ours too sometime.
Well, I would be very happy to. In fact, I'm going to include your. I'm going to go to your main BTR page, click follow, and sit there and go. Alrighty then, Conservative Nation.
You can go to actually conservativenationmedia.com and get a list of every show we have, which is pretty cool. We now have a show every day of the week with the new shows that started on September 5th, and we've got a couple more now. Sunday nights we have Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael B. Smith and his own show now. Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, one of our own new shows where Uncle Bing Fisher has his show, American by Design, at 6 p.m. Eastern. Let's see, I pretty much said that wrong, but they follow each other. Soldier of Patriotism is on 4 to 6. American by Design is 6 to 8. On Mondays, we have Inside Tennessee. Tuesdays, we have Women Patriots. And then we have the new shows that I announced earlier. And Thursdays, we have, on Wednesdays, we have Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. He's our main guy who does all of our programming and stuff. On Thursdays will be another new show. It's called the Second Amendment Forum with Maxwell Winchester Roberts. On Friday, we have Chris Manti with the Chris Manti Show, mixing the word of God and the way we should be doing things here in America. And, of course, yours truly here on Saturday. Until next week with my friends, God bless you all. Work to save our great republic and stay safe and have a good day.
Down 66, that's another time. There's so much you gotta find.